Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special slus for the entire world. There should be refuah and slicha and kapara, and we should be zochus soon to have a gula shleima from all the tzaris. In 1948, Rav Avadia Yosef was the Rav in Cairo, the head of the Beis Din there. He's a young man, but already a Gaon Olam. And he was asked about a Kohen Echad Shenasa Nachris Mizman Rav. A Kohen married a Goya, and they had children. V'nafsho b'vakashosa l'gayiris ishto. And now he wants to convert his wife. And he said many times his Goyisha wife said she wants to convert. And he wants the Beis Din to give him a positive answer that he can convert his wife and he'll be able to live with her. So we have a problem. Because on one hand he's married to a non-Jew, that's bad. On the other hand, if he converts her, then he's a Kohen, she's a Gioris. Kohen's not allowed to be married to a Gioris, that's also pretty bad. The question is, what's better? Should we convert her, and then he'll be a Kohen married to a Gioris? Or should we just let them be and tell them that you shouldn't be married to her in the first place? And he gets to choose if he wants to continue living with her. So those are the two sides. The Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Surei Bia writes, Yisrael Shebo'al Akum, Mishara umos derech ishu, so Israeli shenivra la'akum derech ishu, Israeli lokum en ha'torah, shenivra lo tischatein bam. Any Jew who has relations with a Gentile woman, or vice versa, Jewish woman with a Gentile man, gets malchus min ha'torah, lo tischatein bam. And the Rambam says that this is not only talking about the seven nations, as some hold, but it's talking about all of the nations, all Gentiles. She could be a Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Avusi, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, it doesn't matter. Any woman who's not Jewish, a man is not allowed to marry, and he gets Malchus min ha'Torah, and any man who's not Jewish, a Jewish woman is not allowed to marry, Malchus. V'chein da'as ha'me'iri b'Sanhedrin, Amud Reish Sadi Tess, the Tur, and Ebn Ezer argues, and he says it's only the seven nations. So we don't paskin like Rav Shimon in the Gemara where it says ki yasir, when it says in the Torah we're afraid ki yasir, the rabbis call him isirim, that includes all those who are going to push us away from Hashem. Vav zayin umos ein lokum mishum, we don't hold like that, but rather it's only the seven nations, and even the seven nations is only after they convert. Ein lokum mishum lo tischatein elach Hashem is gairu avo begiyusim lo shaykh bim chasnas. But when they're goyim, it's not shaykh lo tischatein bam, because there's no such thing as marrying them. So the whole iser of marrying a non-Jew, according to the Tur, is only the seven nations after they convert. The Rambam holds not like that, as we saw. The Rambam holds it's all goyim. So the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, same person, defended the Rambam, who paskin like Rav Shimon, because they said that Stamid Gemara, Samaches Samad Beis and Kedushin, is like the Rambam, is like Rav Shimon, all goyim. So paskin the Shulchan Aruch Kedasa Rambam, and Afilu Das HaTur, who's brought in the Ramah, says the Ishut Imre Eish, one of the big Hungarian poskim, Evan Ezer, Simen Yudalid, Shakopanim lo yinotzil me iser doraitza. Kevin Shabola Romus before Esther canon pogimbo. So maybe it's not a lot to schatin bum iser according to the Tur, but it's still going to be an iser doraitza. Habola Ramis, one has relations with a Gentile woman in public, canon pogimbo, as we see in the story in the Torah with Pinchas. Im lo pogubo canon oncho mufurish bekabola bekares. And if the canon don't get him, then there's an explicit Onesh in the Navi, Kares, Yachres Hashem Lishir Yasena. It's cut off. Sanhedrin, Pei Beis Amar Aleph. And this is a Kares Doraisa. like it says in Kitten and Hay, because there's no such thing as Karis Darabanan, so it must be Daraisa. For Gemara Gemiri Lav Asa Malachi Vasa Mechakra. So if the Navi talks about Karis, it must be relying on a Pasuk. Now it says in the Gemara that Esther was for Hesia. What do you mean Esther for Hesia? Achashverosh had beer with Esther in front of ten Jewish people. No. Everybody knows about it. That's called for Hesia. So the same would apply to somebody who marries in a Goya. Everybody knows that he's living with her as man and wife. That's called for Hesia. And what's the onish? The onish is Karis. So we have here another issa daraisa, not lotus chatein bam, but habol aram is kanaim pogin bo, that the Navi gives karis, which is rooted in an issa Torah. And so writes the hafla in the sefer Nesivos L'Shavos, that this for hesia is a karis mamish, that everybody knows about it. The bottom line, if 10 people know about it, everybody would agree, both the Tur and the Rambam, that there's going to be an Isser Daraisa. Just if there aren't 10, then the Rambam will hold it's an Isser Daraisa, and the Tur will hold there aren't, there it isn't. But if it's for Hesia, that's like 10. And so emerges from the Noda Yehuda and Tinyana, and Evan Ezer and Simon Kufnun, that for Hesia there's Karis Daraisa. Look also in the Tshuvas Amudei Eish and Simit HaZayin HaZayin V'chein Meforish Peshut Ma'aram Shik Shafil Adas HaTur Bas Goyli Yisrael Asur Min HaTorah. Even according to the Tur, a Goyisha woman to a Jew is Asur Min HaTorah, because Abol Aram is Befer HaSe Kanayim Pogim Bo, and if 10 people know about it, it's called Doraisa. So either the Kanayim are going to get him, or there's going to be Karis. And how is a Navi allowed to be Mechadish such a thing? And the answer is that the Navi is rooting itself in the Pasuk. An example of this is in Mord Katan Hei, Sanhajin Chav Beis Amit Beis. Mamish Kedivrei Emre Eish. So Maram Shik was also Hungarian Pasuk. Emre Eish, I think they were Berach the same period. Also the Maram Shik writes it in Evan Ezer Kufnun Hei. Akoponim zachinu l'din ki bias nachris b'chai gavna havi yisura min ha-Torah l'kulei alma. We can zocha to the din that having bia with a non-Jewish woman, in our case everyone knows they're married, it's going to be an isur daraisa l'kulei alma. That's very critical. We want to stop them from doing an isur daraisa. So mir tzashem, in the next shir we will see, what about Isser Gioris Lekohen? How serious is that Isser? If it's only Derabanan, maybe that's better. Maybe convert her. Then it'll only be Gioris Lekohen. If it's also Doraisa, then it's in the same level. What are we gaining? So Mirta Shem, B'li Neder, in the next cheer, I hope very much, we will be able to continue and explore what the Halacha has to say about such a case. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.